You're listening to the Canterbury Mornings Podcast with John McDonald from Newstalk ZB.
We're about 1 month away from the halfway mark in the current term of the Christchurch City Council. And its latest resident survey is a shocker, an absolute shocker. Not that you'd know that from the story on the council's website, which has the headline, I'll quote it to you, "Residents' views put a lens on council performance." Compare that to the headline in the news today, which says, quote, "Trust in Christchurch leadership declines, but service is getting better." That's more like it. And it's true on both fronts. For starters, people do seem to be very happy with things like libraries, recreation services, rubbish collection. Congratulations to all the people that make that stuff happen, the council staff. People also seem to be generally pretty happy with things like the reliability of the water supply. 83% of people are happy with that. Where things go pear-shaped, though, is the stuff to do with the elected councillors and the decisions they make. I'll run you through some of the results in a second. But I reckon what we have to ask ourselves today is whether this is just one hopeless council we're talking about, or whether they're all the same, whether they're all as bad as each other. And as much as I'm not surprised by these results, because they are pretty bad, despite that, I don't think that this is just a Christchurch thing. I think all councils are basket cases to varying degrees. And I'm talking here about elected councillors. I'm not having to go at the people who work at the Christchurch Council and every other council. I'm having to go at the councillors. So Mayor Phil Major and his team, they've been sitting around that council table now for nearly 18 months. So they're nearly halfway to the next election. And going by these latest results, which came out overnight, they are failing to deliver. They are failing to live up to expectations, might be a better way to put it. If you look at the results on the council website, there is a summary page. And all the stuff about the elected councillor's performance or the elected council's performance, it's right down the bottom. You might strain your eyes a bit reading it because it's a pretty small font. But here are the key numbers. These are the ones you need to know. According to the latest resident satisfaction survey, just 16% of people think the Christchurch City Council makes wise spending decisions. 16. Just 18% think that the council provides value for money, and only 21% think that the council operates in an open and transparent way. And as compare that to last year's survey, that's a 1% increase in the number of people who think the council makes wise spending decisions, a 2% decrease in the number of people who think the council provides value for money, and a 1% drop in the number of people who think the council operates in an open and transparent way. Now, look, I know the movement in those numbers year on year is pretty small, but when you're talking about approval results of around 20% or less, that's pretty dismal, don't you think? Remembering, too, that building trust and confidence was right up there on the to-do list for this current council. The thing is, though, is the public's lack of faith in the Mayor of Christchurch and the councillors serving Christchurch, is that lack of faith just a Christchurch thing? Or do you think it's indicative of what's happening everywhere? I'm talking Selwyn, Waimakariri, Hurunui, anywhere in the country, any council in the country. You know, what I'm asking is whether these survey findings tell us that the current Christchurch Council is a disaster, or whether it tells us, or whether they tell us, that local government in general is a disaster. And I reckon it's local government in general.
For more from Canterbury Mornings with John McDonald, listen live to News Talk ZB Christchurch from 9 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.